Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In my mouth. In my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. In my mouth. In my mouth. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. In our mouth. In our mouth. Continually be in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. In our mouths. In our continually be in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you for another day and another opportunity. Thank you for another service. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father God, that we can open up the Word of God that is available to us, Father, to hear what thus saith the Lord to our spirits. And we bless you, and we say thank you. Now, Father, as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and thank you for forgiving us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again, amen. We will indeed bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will always continually be in our mouths. Amen and amen. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to our audience on today, our family. Amen. Good morning to each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time visitors and listeners, amen, to our fellowship service on today. Thank you for joining us. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ, he is here, and Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen. This is his service. Amen. We are his people. Amen. Living on his borrowed time. Amen. Glory be to God. Enjoying his blessings. Amen. Glory be to God, and to God, amen, be praised. Amen. I am Dr. Frieda Bradford. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am your host on this morning. And we want to give God praise. I want to thank everyone for your prayers. Amen. For this ministry and your prayers for me, Dr. Frieda Bradford. Amen. You have no idea the spiritual warfare that I encounter to keep going. You have no idea if you knew, you probably would ask me how I did it. Amen. But the truth of the matter is I don't. Amen. It is God leading and guiding and protecting and his provisions. Amen. But, you know, that's just confirmation that our ministry is very effective. We have to be effective and doing damage in Satan's kingdom because of the spiritual warfare that I go through. And with you covering me, that means I can cover you. Glory be to God. So I want to just begin this morning by saying thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. And we give God praise, glory, and all the honor. All right, we want to continue, amen. What we're going to do this day, amen, we're still on our spiritual warfare journey, amen. We're just going to, amen, glory be to God, summarize it on today, our spiritual armor. Beloved, amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. It would, although some people leave their house not dressed, half dressed. I believe someone was on the prayer line last week that somebody was walking around with their drawers on, underwear, down the street, out in the street. Okay, so we don't know what that situation, all that entailed. You know, glory be to God, sometimes, you know, people on drugs or whatever the situation might be. All right. But when we arise in the morning, beloved, amen, and we are preparing for our day, we get dressed. And if we have a ride outside waiting for us, glory be to God, we can't come out yet because we are not ready. I know I told you to be here at 8 o'clock. I'm not ready. Why? Because I don't have my pants on. I don't have my shirt on, my skirt on. I'm not ready. I didn't comb my hair. See, it reminds me of a message that the Holy Spirit brought 2 weeks ago. Amen. You can't get there till you get there. And so we prepare ourselves for the day. Whatever we're going to wear, we get dressed. Well, so it is in the natural, beloved, so it is in the spiritual, see? And so the Lord, amen, has given us instructions in his word in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. Same way you go to your closet and choose what you're going to put on that day. Okay? Now, so you get dressed. You're dressing yourself. Your mothers, your guardians taught you how to do that from the time you was a child. You know how to dress yourself. You put on your clothes. Okay? Now, if you're sick or you have some challenges, or so you have some helpers, but nevertheless, somebody is dressing you. Okay. And so the Word of God is telling us to put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is how we stand. This is how we stand against him. We have to be dressed. You just can't come any kind of way. See? And, you know, anything will do. No, anything won't do. See? Now, sometimes, I know me, you know, if you're going to a wedding or formal event, you get dressed up. You get dressed up for the occasion.
that. Well, nowadays you might see somebody a little contrary, but the normal is, you know, you wouldn't wear, you know, jeans to a wedding, okay? You would really, like, put on, you know, some of your best clothes, okay? If you're going out to the park for a family outing, okay, you're not going out to play around in the park with a tuxedo on, all right? So you dress accordingly based on the agenda. So anything won't do, beloved, see? And especially in the mindset that this generation has, amen, that they think that they can do whatever they want to do and it's going to be accepted by God because of this radical grace teaching. Yes, thank God for the grace of God. Matter of fact, we're preparing a sermon, a series on the grace of God. Thank God for the grace of God. But anything won't do. Because God will not contradict his word. He cannot go against his word. So, beloved, if we would just with childlike faith, whatever the word of God says, just believe it. Ask God to help us in our areas of weakness. Ask God to help us where we're struggling. Ask God to help us. And just trust the Lord. Stop. Look, he said, put not your trust in the arms of flesh. Why? Because flesh should disappoint you. Flesh should disappoint you. Your family would disappoint you. Your friends would disappoint you. The people you was counting on the most would disappoint you. You disappoint yourself. You disappoint other people. You disappoint folks. So, and folks disappointing you, flesh ain't nothing but flesh. It all stink. It all stink. See, you still got to bathe that flesh 1, 2, 3 times a day. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But, beloved, if we would just simply begin to trust the words. We memorize the words. We meditate the words. We rehearse the words. But do we trust the words? And Jesus is the word. And so this is, I think, the hump that the majority of God's people need to get over. Lord, help me to trust your words. Whatever the word says. Now, sometimes, especially in this generation, we want to break contracts. If we even read the contract, you go out to get a car or, you know, you buy a product, you know what I mean? You move into a new house, whatever. You do all the paperwork. Sometimes you don't even read it. Right? Don't have enough sense to get an attorney to read it for you. We just go ahead and sign it because, you know, because we might keep it. We might not keep it. See, it don't make no difference what's in there because you know well, I'm gonna do what I want to do anyhow. See, but beloved, amen. When we read the word, when we hear the word, amen. We have to trust. Ask God to help us to trust every word. Why? Jesus said He is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with, and the word was God. So the word tells us, beloved, for us to put on the whole armor of God so that ye might be able to stand against the trickery of the devil. So sometimes when we find ourselves not standing, okay, the first thing, if we would be honest, we would have to ask ourselves, is my armor on? See, instead of blaming this person, accusing this person, getting angry with this person, leaving this church, glory be to God. All right, y'all know how we get when we get a little mischievous. Y'all know how that flesh gets. Okay, so instead of going all there, everywhere, what we need to do is go straight to the word and say, is my armor on? tactic. Why? Because the Lord tells us that this is how we stand against the tricks of the devil, because you can best believe the devil got some tricks up his sleeve. Matter of fact, it's not even up the devil's sleeve, because he's not even trying to hide it. I mean, when he come, I mean, this is who he is. But, beloved, the Word of God wants us to know that we can win, but there's something that we can do. So let me ask you a question as we summarize. Amen. We're just going to summarize this into next week, Lord's willing. We'll pick up again, Lord's willing. Amen. So if the Word of God tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, what happens to the person who does not put on the whole armor? Okay. Now, if the Word, let's just break that. This is how I like to look at things in real simple terms, real simple terms. So the Spirit says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the trickery of the devil, for those who put on the whole armor. What happens to the child of God that does not put on the whole armor? It's as simple as that. If you're able to stand because you put on the armor, which means if you do not put on the armor, then you don't stand. It's just as simple as that. But see, in our mind, in our carnal mindset, we say we're going to stand anyhow, armor or no armor, because God is with me. We going to stand anyhow, because I pray, because I'm saved. No, because you in disobedience, or you in ignorance, or both. See? Or maybe it's a lack of understanding. Whatever it is a void that needs to be filled. It is not God's will to have us ignorant. He says that. He said, I don't want you ignorant. Ignorant means you don't know. Okay? So that's why we meet here every morning, amen, so that we can do our part in God's vineyard in this area. All right, to make sure that you're not ignorant, to make sure that at the end of the call you can say, okay, we learned something else today. All right, got that. See, it's not God's will for us to be ignorant. Definitely not God's will for us to live in disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. See? And it's definitely not God's will for us to be void of understanding. He says, in all you're getting, get understanding. So you see, God, amen, in every area of our life, God already has the remedy. But, beloved, we have to cooperate with him. Remember we was talking about partnering with the Holy Spirit? We have to cooperate with him. All right, so it's something for us to do. Now, when we were children, our parents would dress us. Okay? They come, they dress their babies. We looking all cute and stuff, okay? You became a teenager, you didn't let nobody dress you. You know what I mean? Boys, when they get a certain age, don't even want their mothers to give them a bath. Y'all know how you go through that puberty and stuff. All right? Then you're dressing yourself. Now, if you grown and somebody else dressing you and you're not sick, then something's wrong. Why? Because you're growing up. You're maturing now. You can dress yourself. Okay, the Spirit of God tells us put on the whole armor. He didn't say God going to put on it. He didn't say God going to dress you. He said dress yourself. Amen. And believe, beloved, amen, the armory that the Lord has given us, not no cheap stuff, not no hand-me-down stuff. I'm telling you, we are dressed very impressively, and we are dressed to kill. You know, sometimes you see people, and they are sharp. I mean, it's looking good, got everything well coordinated, clean, no wrinkles. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then we say, oh, my God, they was dressed to kill, huh, in the physical. Well, guess what? The Lord has dressed us to kill in the spiritual. Because he has given us the whole armor and nothing is lacking. Nothing is lacking. Every piece of our armor has great significance for us in our battle against an unseen enemy. See, if somebody is threatening you, okay, if somebody lying, I mean, want to, you know, fight, whatever, threats, intimidations, okay, they coming over at 6 o'clock, whatever, we don't talk about it. See, you see them coming. Even if you know, even if you're hiding around the corner, you can see them coming. But see, beloved, in the spiritual, the enemy is unseen. Now, when we're really close with the Lord, you can see him coming, but you still don't see him coming. See, he's an unseen enemy with unseen forces. And so this is why we have to continue to grow in our faith walk. Sometimes that devil could be right up on our neck. Right up on our neck. We don't see him there. Most times we can feel him there. See, but we need God's faith. We need the faith of God to be able to stand. Now, what would you do if a natural enemy was up on your neck? We're dealing with an unseen enemy, see? And so this is why, in order for us to win, we have to do what God tells us to do, and if we do that, we're going to be okay. Amen? So the Lord tells us to put on the whole armor of God, beloved, and this refers to a Roman soldier who is fully dressed in his armor from head to toe. The word in the Greek, whole armor, beloved, is a combined word. Glory be to God. And when you put the two combined words together, it means the full attire and weaponry of a Roman soldier. The full attire. So this is, just run through this on our last day here for this week. Amen. And there's still so much more that we can share with you. Okay, the loin belt, amen. He tells us to put on the loin belt, amen. Now, if you're new to this ministry, or if you're new to the body of Christ, we don't want to take for granted, amen, that you know. So you can find this in the book of Ephesians, amen, chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6, okay, all right. Bless the Lord. Give me 1 second here. God, I say thank you for victory. The devil's a liar and the father of it. The devil is a liar. Okay, Put on the whole armor, glory be to God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Verse number 14 tells us, having your loins girt about with truth. Verse number 14. Now, so the Lord speaks about the loin belt. The loin belt, beloved, this was the central piece of weaponry that held much of the other pieces of armory in place. And so Paul tells us in the 14th verse, he tells the believer, the believer is equipped with a loin belt of truth. And what does that loin belt refer to? It refers to the written word of God. The written word of God. Beloved, we can do nothing without the word. For a Christian that doesn't spend any time in God's word, I mean, that is the source of life. That is our life. We are nothing without him. We can do nothing without him. So the loin belt. The loin belt is what holds it together. It held the bottom of the armor together, the top of together. Amen. Glory be to God. The loin belt. When you take that belt off, everything falls down. Then he tells us in that same verse, glory be to God, and the breastplate of righteousness. So now, I hope you're visualizing with me, amen, as I just take a couple minutes and share this with you, amen, the armory of the Roman soldier. The breastplate, beloved, this was a crucial piece of weaponry that defended the heart and the central organs of the body against attack. So Paul tells us in the 14th verse, beloved, he informs us that in our spiritual arsenal, we have at our disposal the breastplate of righteousness. See, we didn't manufacture any of this. See, like right now, if you go to buy some clothes, okay, the clothes is made in China. Every now and then you can find a piece made in USA, okay, in somebody's factory, sewing machines, cheap labor, okay, manufacturing, Ralph Lauren, whatever, okay. But these weapons in our arsenal, beloved, amen, weren't manufactured by any man or any factory. made in heaven. Well, where was that name? Made in heaven. Oh, my God. And we blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. So the breastplate protects the heart. See, because if that Roman soldier was in battle and the enemy took their sword, see, without that breastplate, they could just pierce their heart right through the skin, right through the heart. Bullet right through the heart. See, if somebody really want to kill you, they know what to go after. See, if an enemy really wanted to kill you, you know, he's not going to, you know, hit you in your arm, although he could kill you any place you have a vein. See, but they're going to go straight to the heart, straight to the head, see, because they really want you dead. Then it goes on to tell us, and we shared this with you yesterday, beloved, about the greaves. We spent some time on this yesterday, glory be to God, where in the 15th verse, Paul tells us to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So the greaves, beloved, these specially formed pieces of metal, they were wrapped around the soldier's lower leg to protect him from being bruised and scraped and to defend his lower extremities from being hit and broken. Because, you know, if you hit a man in the wrong place, it's over. I shared with our ministry partners on yesterday during our altar prayer how that day, amen, that night, whatever it was, and I was approached by a demon, and the demon had a rope in both his hands, like, you know, like, in other words, he was up on me like he was going to choke the life out of me, and you know, that boy came up on me, that's why and afterwards, then the Holy Spirit showed me, the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I told you, you're wrestling. You wrestling against, amen, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but you are wrestling against principality. I was actually in a wrestle with this demon. And so he come in with the rope, but what I did is I reached out and grabbed his lower extremities. I grabbed his testicles. I want to say balls, but I want to be nice today, but it's all the same thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I squeezed the mess out of it. Huh? I don't know where the rope went. But I know when the fight was over, his face was bandaged up. And I was thinking about that. I said, God, this is getting intense here. This warfare is getting intense. And the Holy Spirit said, you wrestling. You see why we can't be no punks in God's kingdom? You are wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. See. especially when we make up our mind to continue. See, the devil did not intend for us to make it this far. He really was intending on us have quitting a long time ago, given up a long time ago, compromised a long time ago, dead a long time ago. But the Lord said, not so. And so the grease, beloved, amen, as we shared with you on yesterday and again today, see, it refers to this vital piece of weaponry when Paul tells us that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Then we have the weapon, then we have our armor, okay? So we have here, we have what? We have the loin belt, we have the breastplate, we have the greaves, we have the shoes. We talked to you yesterday about the shoes also in verse number 15. Beloved, these heavy-duty shoes of a Roman soldier, they was covered with thick leather on the top. They was fitted with hobnails on the tip of the toe and on the back of the heel. They were also heavily spiked with hobnails on the underside. These are some serious shoes. These are some shoes to kill. You ever talking about anything they stepped on with these shoes on, it was over. And so Paul makes reference to these shoes, beloved, when he talks about our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Then we have that shield. Oh, thank you, God, for the shield. Now, we really didn't get into this in depth yet with the shield, and Lord's willing, we'll come back next week. Amen. And we want to talk about the shield that Paul talks about in verse number 16. The shield that the Roman soldier used in battle was that long, door-shaped, see, and covered with leather hide. It was lubricated every day by the soldier to keep it soft and flexible. So arrows that struck the shield would just slide off and fall to the ground rather than penetrate it. So this is why Paul, in the 16th verse, beloved, declares that as a believer, you are specially outfitted with a shield of faith. And with this shield of faith, see, you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the... You ever seen a child, amen, sometimes a mother, like, you know, they got a lot of kids and they might wear their brother's clothes, you know what I mean? They share clothes and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but the clothes that the baby has on, the child, is too big or too small, you know what I mean? But it's clean, so this is what you're wearing today. See, but the Lord doesn't dress us like that, beloved. Amen. He every piece of our armory, glory be to God, is specially outfitted. It reminds me on a couple of occasions in the past, amen, when I had a couple tailor-made pieces. Whoo, ain't nothing like some tailor-made clothes. The only thing about some tailor-made clothes, boy, I'm telling you, though, you just can't gain no weight. You can't gain no weight. Amen. Glory be to God. But our clothes are especially outfitted, amen, for us. Amen. Somebody need to be happy about that this morning. Amen. Then, amen, in our armory, we have a helmet. Oh, my God. Thank God for the helmet. The helmet. The helmet of a Roman soldier, it was either made of brass or some other type of metal. And this helmet was especially fitted to the shape of the soldier's head. Thus, it was protecting the head from receiving a mortal wound from an arrow, a sword, or an axe. Can you imagine? And Ephesians 6 and 17 claims the good news that God has provided every believer with the helmet of salvation to protect him against the mental assaults of the enemy. Oh, the devil coming for your head. The head is a central, I mean, look. If he takes your head off, it's over. Now, I know, amen, all right, I know what the devil was attempting to do with me having two brain aneurysms. He was coming for my head. See, he already had the board meeting, see, and told his cohorts, now, if you're going to stop this one here, we got to go for a head. Can we find an aneurysm? Can we find some? And you best believe, amen, he's talking about you too. So the devil is coming for your head. You can get a heart replacement. You can get a kidney replacement. All right, some organs you can get replaced. You can't replace no head. And this is why it's so important, beloved, the thoughts that we are thinking, what we are allowing to enter our head, you know, what's coming in through our ear gates, what's coming in through our eye gates. We have to protect our head. Two more we want to cover real quickly here, the sword of the spirit, which we've already spent some time on this week, amen, in verse number 17. Amen. That sword. Thank God for the sword. The Roman soldier's sword, and it was shaped similar to a long dagger that was intended to be used in close battle and was absolutely indispensable to his ability to attack, overcome, and defeat his enemy. It was like he had to have the sword. I mean, you know, you got to have the whole armor, but if you're going to leave anything out, you can't leave the sword out. See? In verse 17, beloved, we are taught by Paul that every believer, not just the fivefold ministry, not just the bishops, the apostles, the pastors, every born-again believer has the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This sword is God's Word, especially quickened inside us to use in times when we are in close combat with the adversary, because you will be in close contact with the adversary. Like, I've always known that I've had close combats with the adversary, but for some reason, God allowed me to see it yesterday. Now, that could be probably imagery of growth and development, because if I had seen it, like, prior to, I might not have been able to handle it. It might have scared me. See? But, beloved, there will be times when we will have close combat with the adversary, but we do not have to be afraid. Because God has given us everything that we need to win. But notice what God tells us. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Like, you got to get involved. You have to get engaged. No, you can't. I don't know what you're coming for. But I know you're coming to steal something, to kill something, and to destroy something. I don't know what you're coming for, but you can't have it. In Jesus' name. I don't know what you come for. I know you might be coming for my life. You might be coming for my children's life. Maybe you're coming for my health. Maybe you're coming for my money. Maybe you're coming for my joy. Maybe you're coming for my destiny. I don't know what the heck you're coming for, but I'm telling you, you can't have it. And we declare war on the enemy. The last piece, beloved, that we want to talk about today, and there we could pick this up next week, amen, Lord's willing, is the lance, amen, and verse number 18. The lance gave the Roman soldier the ability to strike his enemy from a distance. Therefore, no Roman soldier will be caught without his lance. Now, although Paul does not specifically mention the lance in his list of weaponry in Ephesians 6, it is suggested in verse number 18 when Paul writes, which most Christians want to leave verse 18 out, but you can't leave verse 18 out. Verse 18, Paul says, praying always. Not praying every other day, Not praying when you feel like it. Not praying when it's convenient. Not praying when all your needs are met. Not praying when all your bills are paid. No, praying always. When you feel like it and you don't feel like it. When you're on the high or you're on the low. Huh? When it's paid, not paid, going to get paid, don't look like it, whatever. Praying always. See, we leave that out. We leave that out. That's listed over here with our spiritual weaponry for a reason. Because you dress to kill now, but you're not praying? You dress to kill with your helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, got your belt of truth on, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith, and you ain't praying? Oh, no, something wrong with that picture. With the lance of prayer, beloved, each believer is able to assault the enemy from a distance. And doing so much damage that he is paralyzed in his attempts to come any nearer. See, so beloved, amen, so it don't make no difference. Is the devil close on or far away? We still win. We can still win if we do it God's way. Not the way you want to do it. Not God going to bless anything I do. No, God not going to bless anything you do unless you're doing it his way. You trying to fight the devil and you don't have your armor on? Or you want to just put on a couple pieces today? I'll wear that tomorrow. Beloved, because of Paul's many imprisonments, and we know Paul spent some time in prison. God bless our brother Paul. With his sanctified self. Thank God, God, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, for using Brother Paul. This was an easy illustration for Paul to use when he broke down to us, amen, and described our spiritual armory and arsenal and comparing it to the Roman soldier, because he spent a lot of time with the Roman soldiers when he was in jail. Standing next to these illustrious soldiers during his prison internments, Paul could see the Roman soldier's loin belt. Paul could see the Roman soldier's huge breastplate, their brutal shoes that was affixed with spikes, massive full-length shields, their intricate helmets, their piercing swords, and their long tool lance that could be thrown a tremendous distance to hit the enemy from afar. These Roman soldiers wasn't no joke, baby. God bless these men. And God bless, amen, the men and women that serve our country today. Beloved, let us never forget to pray for the men and women that serve our country. I'm talking in the natural right now. And then this is why the Bible says we have to pray one for another. For our brothers and sisters, amen, that are constantly in spiritual warfare as we find ourselves. So, yes, we pray for ourselves, but we have to pray for one another. See, because the devil just not picking on you. He's walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Everybody gets a turn. Then you resist him, and then he come on back again. That boy don't never retire. But we know there's a retirement day coming up, and it's real soon. Everything the Roman soldier needed to successfully combat his adversary was at his disposal. Likewise, my beloved brothers and sisters, we have been given the whole armor of God. Everything we need to successfully combat opposing forces. Nothing is lacking. Somebody need to write that down this morning. If you have didn't write nothing else in your book, nothing is lacking. God has supplied all our needs according to his riches and glory. Every piece of armor has great significance for us in our battle against an unseen enemy. God has provided everything you need to successfully stand up to the devil. God has provided everything you need to successfully resist the devil. God has provided everything you need to successfully defeat the devil. So the bottom line is this, beloved. Will you choose to obey, or will you choose to ignore Paul's urgent command to put on the whole armor of God, the whole armor, every piece? Because your success against an enemy that seeks every opportunity to destroy you depends on the choice that you make. The choice is yours. God is not going to make you do nothing. He said, here it is. You can have this or you can have that. You choose. The choice is yours. Amen. Lord, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, how can we ever thank you enough for providing us with everything we need to successively stand against each and every attack the devil tries to bring against our lives. Father, we thank you for loving us enough to equip us with these kinds of spiritual weapons. And because of what you have provided for us, we stand, Father, fast, confident that we can withstand every assault, we can drive out the enemy, and we can win every battle. Without you, Father, this would be impossible, but with your power and the weapons that you have provided for us, we are amply supplied with everything we need to push the enemy out of our way and out of our life. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. That's the word of God for today. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you are enjoying and you are learning, amen, from our spiritual warfare training. Amen, this week and last week, and we'll see what the Lord wants to do on next week. Amen, in Jesus' name. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. We ask that you would please join us. Amen. Come with your prayer petitions. Amen. And to come and to touch and agree with the prayer warrior. Amen. As we pray and seek the face of God. Amen. In this last hour. That the church is living. You know, saints, amen, we could have been born in the first century. We could have been out there running around with Paul, amen. We could have been born in the caveman days, okay? We could have been born around the time of Cain and Abel when Adam and Eve had children and those first. We could have been, you know, with Moses, amen, crossing the Red Sea. You know, God could have allowed us, amen, to burst into Earth's atmosphere any time back then. But God has saved us, me and you, amen, as the remnant, amen, to be born in this last century, in this last hour. There's been a lot of hours, beloved, and we could have been born in any of them, but God preserved us for such a time as this. And there's a reason for it. There's a reason that God chose you. You was born when you was born. You're still living. Amen. He has preserved you and me for such a time as this, as this stage is being set in this last hour to promote the kingdom of God. Beloved, tell the Lord yes. Just tell the Lord yes. Any way you want to use me, whatever you want to do, my soul says yes to your will, and my soul says yes to your way. Tell the Lord yes. He knows what he's doing. He has our back. Amen. Everything we need that we have, we just shared that with you today and some. Everything we need. See, tell the Lord yes. You're no mistake. Look, we could have been, all of us could have been dead and gone a long time ago. Didn't even have to be born. Mother could have aborted us. We could have, she could have miscarried. Huh? When your father's sperm hit your mother's egg, it didn't have to be you. It could have been somebody else that was born 9 months later. God has a purpose for your life. Don't abort your destiny. Don't allow the devil to abort your destiny. Tell the Lord yes. Why don't you just tell the Lord yes? Amen. Hallelujah. Happy in Jesus Christ. Happy in Jesus Christ. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank you, amen, for your faithful support into the good soil of this ministry. Amen. We're asking you, amen, to sow into the word. To sow into the word. When you sow into the word, amen, you can't lose. Amen. And to bring back 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 461. Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. All right. For those of you that are a little bit more techie, amen, glory be to God. If you like to use Cash App, that's okay too. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and you can just hit the donate button there. Amen. And to God be praised. God bless you. Amen. And thank you. Amen. For sowing into our lives as we sow into yours. If you're a first-time visitor, please communicate with us. Let us know what your prayer requests are. See, we don't just take prayer requests and just throw them in the trash. No, every prayer request that comes into this ministry, amen, number one, if I'm aware of it, I pray over it first before I even put it on the altar. I pray over it, then we put it on the altar, amen, and then, amen, our warriors will pray and intercede over that thing, amen, hallelujah, and we believe God for the answer and for the victory, amen. Glory be to God. But as I heard, and then we're closing, but as I heard one preacher say last night, he said, if you're in need of prayer, he said, you can get prayer. He said that you can have them oil you down and grease you up, lay hands on you. But if you're not a tither, if you're not a tither, really, we're going to have to preach on it. We're going to have to teach on it. If you are not a tither, as a born-again believer, amen, you need to be a tither. Tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings. Amen. And amen. All right, saints, amen. That's it. Amen. It's been a full week. Amen. Glory be to God. I get a little break tomorrow. Amen. That's why I said, Lord's willing, I'll come back on Monday if God says so. Well, actually, I'll be back on Sunday. Amen. It's been a full week. Amen. Teaching every day this week. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study. It's been a full blessed week. Amen. And we just want to thank God for it. We'll be back tomorrow morning at same time, place, and station. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bringing the word of God through one of our blessed vessels here in the ministry. Amen. Looking forward to hearing from the Lord on tomorrow. And we'll be back at 12 o'clock for noonday prayer. All right. Everybody have a good day. Amen. A good weekend. Amen. I love you, love you, love you. And to God be praised. Amen. I'm going to try to play a little song. I don't know because I had some technical difficulties. Thank God that I'm on plan B right now that you can hear me. Amen. But it's okay because we overcome. I am not discouraged. I am not discouraged. I'm going to keep fighting. because as long as God give me the strength to fight, I'm going to keep fighting. And I know you guys are praying for me. And guess what? I'm praying for you. Amen. And we praying one for another. Amen and amen. Father, we say thank you for this service. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the offering. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for your blessings. God, we say thank you for all these things. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12. And meet us back here again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. if it be your will. And if it's not your will, Father, as long as we're with you and you're with us, don't nothing else matter. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God, and the Lord bless you and keep you and let his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
Have a blessed day. Pastor Bradford signing out.